Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's topic, then press the number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Okay? Again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Welcome. Now, sorry if I kind of keep clearing my throat a bit. I've been drinking coffee, and I don't do coffee a whole lot, but my coffee maker got damaged, right? So I go to Sam's the other day. I'm in Sam's, and I see one of these Keurig. Y'all heard of Keurig. One of these Keurig coffee makers, okay? I mean, we were looking for a coffee maker because, my carafe had got broken somehow. Anyway, So I got that Keurig, and it not only does it do those cups that you put in there, and the little cups that you do, they also do the grounds, where or, you know, you put, you know, your little filter in there and put your grounds in there and then crank it up. You know what I'm saying? So it do pot, it do the pot, and it does the just the single cup. Okay? And so, you know, I'll make me a cup of coffee. Because, of course, I got a new machine, and I want to play with it, you know? But it is what it is. So that's why you may hear me clear my throat every now and then, because I'm drinking coffee, okay? I'm drinking coffee. All right, now today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling, or whether you know someone who's buying or selling their home, call me. I'll help them from start to finish, okay? I have my own real estate company, and I'll help you guys with anything within real estate that you might need, okay? Just let me know. And I think I can point you in the right direction. You know, even if I can't help you, but actually that's helping you, right? That's helping you. Okay. And you can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. You can also go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. All right. You can reach me by phone, 404-564-9689 is the number to the office if you want to call. Again, that's 404-564-9689. It's the Frank Williams Show. Hey, again, I don't know how not to thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I feel great when I get a chance to do the show, you know, much less, you know, seeing y'all up on the show. That's, you know, that means everything to me. All right? That means everything to me. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And call in. Let's talk. Now, just before I get into the topic, okay, I wanna play this summer's. I mean, no one's playing this song, right? No one's playing this song, but I want to play it real quick, just for y'all. Just like it's just like kicking off the summer. Okay, it's like kicking off the summer. And I don't know why no one's playing this song, but I'm getting ready to. I got it on my show, so I'm gonna play it. It's this summer's. Really, this kid, y'all not okay. Y'all heard? You know, Fresh Prince did his thing. Summertime, right? Summertime. He did his thing from Summertime. And that was a big hit, right? Going to the park and showing off your car like you had a car show, you know, all that stuff, right? So Fresh Prince had that song that blew off that summer, just blew apart, right? It's the next one. Here we go, y'all.
Break out the food and the drinks, it's gonna be a party. Well, turn up the music real loud, invite everybody. Well, go right ahead and smoke and play some cards, just make yourself at home. Yeah. It's okay to take somebody's hand and get your groove on.
Talking about friends,
come on,
friends, oh, and family.
know, y'all. Hey, I mean, that's a hit right there, right? I mean, y'all gotta get that song. Gotta download it, play it at your next event or whatever, and see who get up and start dancing. See who get up and start dancing. Turn it up loud, or not too loud, but turn it up loud. Let everybody hear. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show and call me. Let's talk. All right. Today's show is entitled "Deadbeat Dads." Are they men who don't give a damn about their own kids? That seems like the the running thing with these deadbeat dads, you know. And I can't say that all of them are deadbeat dads. I mean, there are different situations, and everybody can't be, you know, people gonna meet, people gonna have kids, you know, before they're married, and people are going to walk away from their kids, you know. Some people are going to stay with their kids no matter what. Some people leave their kids and then try to come back in their lives later on down the road. But, you know, your kids need time. They need your time, and that's why I try to be somewhere at home or around for my family, for my kids. You got to take care of your kids. Take care of your kids. Everything else will fall in place. The ladies will fall in place. Everything will fall in place. Okay. Look at it this way. Look at it this way. If you had a kid by a young lady, okay, and then it was something that, you know, it wasn't love or nothing like that. You know, y'all just got together, and you got pregnant and had a kid. Well, now, you know, for those 9 months that she was pregnant, for those 9 months, y'all stay with me right here. For those 9 months, and again, guys, I'm sorry about clearing my throat. I am drinking coffee. I stopped, so that's what got me. But anyway, for those 9 months, that dude been running around everywhere. Y'all with me? Now, not all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but think about that one dude. He been running around on the hunt, and now that he know that you're pregnant, probably with his baby. Now, whew, man, he like, you know, man. How can I get away from this girl? I don't like her like that. I don't want to be, you know, she's not that wifey material. You know, that's not me, man. You know, and then you try to run and not you try to break off contact with the girl, not call, not nothing, not go see him, not do nothing. You know, stay away. You're poison them. You know what I'm saying? So then they run. And guys, if you want to call in to the show, 516-531-9483, call in. Let's talk. But they want to run and then don't take care of the child. Don't look back. You know, they think about it. Think about it a lot. But they don't look back and go and see about it. So, you know, what I'm saying about other women to be out there, even if you do the right thing by taking care of your kid, if you take care of your kids, man, it's women out there that are willing to be with you and to take on, you know, dealing with you having to deal with your kids by another woman. It's women out there that'll deal with that because you're taking care of your kids. See, that's something that a lot of women look at when they look at, you know, being with a married man. Oh man, he take care of his family, he take care of his wife, he take care of his kids, he take care of his dog, he even take care of his bicycle. Those are the women that are out. They're out there, and they'll deal with what you had going on because you're taking care of it. You're not running away from it and having to scream and shout every 2 days at somebody, you know, y'all fussing about, you know, I can't even see my guy. You know what I'm saying? So it's women out there. And I'm saying they'll be flocking to you. They'll be okay with you if they know that you're somebody that take care of their kids. They feel like they got a future with you. You're gonna take care of things. But if you're out there running and not trying to take care of your kids and you got a girl calling you every now and then and you trying to deal with another girl at the same time, she calling you saying, we need some diapers. You know, can't you come by here and bring some milk? Can't you come by here and do that? Can't you come by here? Can't you come by my birthday party? No, I ain't with you like that. You know what I'm saying? And those guys, again, guys, if you're out there, if you're listening to the show, and I know probably a few of you are, take care of your kids. Just, and I'm not telling you what to do, but just think about it. Just think about it. Because if we do that, oh man, that'll change a whole lot of stuff within our, you know, within our culture, within your family. You know, it's, you know, it'll just change everything. But when you try to stray away, now they got to come looking for you. Now you're gonna have, they're gonna take you to court. Now you got to pay child support. Now you got to pay a lawyer or something to help you deal with the child support. And then now you still got to buy diapers. Or your child support some money, you're gonna be buying diapers. And then you don't even want to see your kid. Man, he might grow up one day and be a big doctor, big lawyer, maybe a ball player, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, tennis, whatever it is. And you will have walked out on him. You will have walked out on that dude. And that's a sad set of circumstances. And again, everybody's not meant to be together. Just because you had a night in the sheets with a woman or a man, don't mean that y'all the one for each other. It doesn't mean that. But if you don't protect yourself and get, you know what I'm saying? If you don't protect yourself and make him protect himself, then yeah, more than likely you get pregnant. You young and fertile, he young and fertile. Yeah, it's a huge chance that you're gonna get pregnant. And if you don't want to be pregnant, have a kid, if you're not ready or want to have a kid, then don't put yourself in that situation. I'm just saying. You know, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying, what I think may work for you. Okay? Another option. Okay? You don't have to do what I do. Take this and run with it. Ah, I'm going to do what Frank did. Frank told me to do this. Hey, I'm just saying, this might be a better option for you. To actually take care of your kids. Okay, any other species of living flesh or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Even fish, they have babies, and boy, they protect them babies. That's what you have to do. Protect them babies. Protect them. Take care of them. And I'm going to tell you something. If you start taking care of that baby, this girl may go away. She may go and find her someone else. I hope she does. Find her someone else that'll take care of her and the baby. It's like that on the other side. It's men out there that'll rock with this girl. Especially she good looking and all this, that'll rock with this girl, and she got a kid by someone else who takes care of the kid. They're not together, but he takes care of the kid. He pays child support. So he take care of the kid. And now he can have her on the weekends when you got the kid. When you got the kid, when you over here with your kid, because you got him that weekend, when you over there with the kid, she's over there with him. She romancing with him this weekend. Because you're doing the right thing or you're doing a good thing by taking care of your kid, taking care of your kid on the weekend that you have with your kid. Okay? And paying your child support. She won't be hateful to you or anything. She would be grateful to you. Take care of your kids. You might have another chance. I'm telling y'all, I'm not a therapist or nothing like that. But I'm telling y'all listen to this stuff. Think about it. That's all I want you to do. Just think about it. So if you take care of your kid and you come get your kid on the weekend that you're supposed to, man, she going to start looking at you in a whole different light. And all you got to do is show up one day, you know, and you got on, you know, a neat pair of sweats. And some what do you call those things? Slides. You got on your pair of fresh Nike slides. You got on your nice T-shirt, watch, little bracelet on the other arm. No earrings. I ain't into the earrings. But it's your thing. But anyway, a little, you know, bracelet, little watch. Smelling good, hair tight. They're going to say, look at old Jimmy. You kicking it, ain't you, boy? Yeah, I'm kicking it. What about you? Doing good. Hey, you want to get something to eat? That's all you got to say. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Tell her. Take her. Get something to eat. Not taking her to the movie. not taking her to your mama house, not taking her to your auntie house, not doing none of that. Take her to eat. Take her to eat. Take the baby with you. Or take your kid with you. Right? Both y'all together, so take the kid with you. Let me say this. Y'all can write this down. When they get back to the house, if I was him, I'd get me a kiss. Yeah, from her. Because remember now, she's not a slouch. She's a good-looking girl. Come on, man. Y'all got to understand how the game works. My mom always said, if you learn how to play the game, you're going to always be in the game. You learn how to play the game, you're going to always be in the game. Everything's a game. Got to learn how to play the game. And there's some game players out there. But I'm just telling it like it is. That's all I'm saying. And again, everybody not deadbeat dads. Okay? There's a lot of great dads out there. You probably see them all over the place. In your complex walking, in your complex playing or something, in your complex, they washing the car together, in your subdivision, they washing the car together, they doing something, you know, or they may be inside doing something together. But there's some great dads out there, too. And again, I don't try to tell anybody what to do or anything. I just want to give you something to think about, and hopefully you'll think about it. That's all. Hopefully you just think about it, and maybe it'll be something that you can change in your life that'll turn everything around, man. That'll turn everything around. Get that heartache out of your life. If you didn't mean to have a kid with this girl. Okay? But she asking you to help take care of the baby. Help take care of the baby. You got a job. Help take care of the baby. They're not going to take all your money. Help take care of the baby. And then everything will start to turn around for you. Because now you're going to get respect from everybody. Her mama, the girl's mama, her family, whomever she's close to, that know how you are, take care of your kids, they'll welcome you with open arms. Aha! There go Charlie. What's up, man? Hey, man, how you doing, man? Hey, you coming to get little Charlie? Yeah. All right. Hey, y'all have fun, man. He told me what y'all been doing, man. You doing a good job. Keep up the good work. That's what people going to tell you if you try to be a good dad. If you try to do something, just do it different from what you're doing. That's all. Because what you're doing causing you all this stress, man. Causing you stress, man. Yeah, I got a baby out there. I ain't been paying no child support. Because you know what child support is. any man, grown man, 21, whatever, years old or more, you know what child support is. You know the meaning of child support. It's just them dollar signs. But you got a child, you need to support it. Right? And if you support it, man, come back to you 27-fold. 27-fold. And then you don't have the stress. That's all I'm talking about. The stress of this girl, your baby's mama calling you all the time, asking you for this, asking you for that. You got to go through all this harassment and everything all the time. You look at your phone, you're like, oh, my God, why is she calling me? You know why she calling you? But I just don't want the stress. That's all. If I were you, I wouldn't want the stress. Go on and lay down and take care of your kid. And so, you know, I didn't even heard that the girl that he with now, she's pregnant. Now he gonna have two babies within a year of each other. That's sporty right there. That's sporty. And now you with her. Are you gonna run away from her too? Are you gonna run away from another kid? Come on, man. Stand in there. Take that hit. Deal with that kid. Y'all with me? Deal with it. And anyway, I'm going to lay it down, guys. End of the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you. I'm going to have another show tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. So tune in for that. You'll hear about it tomorrow, about 23 and a half hours. I'll be on with you again. Take care of yourselves, guys. I'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. See ya! This for my buddy.
I would get